Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here today. Tons of news for the weekend. In the final segment of the show, we will be joined by the Doctor of Lucha. First time we've been able to get him on since the CMLL anniversary show, so he'll be on in the final segment of the show. But in the meantime, first 40 minutes, we got a lot of news to get into here today. NXT, the Mae Young Classic. I watched both of them. What'd you think of the shows here this week? Got updates on the Mixed Match Challenge. A couple of days ago, somebody was pulled from the Mixed Match Challenge. Today, another individual pulled. How will this affect the Mixed Match Challenge? And also, how will it potentially affect the upcoming Women's Evolution at pay-per-view? We got another entrant into the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame. We got updates, unfortunately, on UFC. Conor McGregor has signed a new deal ahead of his upcoming match, which just happens to be on November 3rd. So if for some reason you're done with UFC after this whole John Jones situation, you want something else to watch on November 3rd, Black Label Pro, myself versus Marco Stunt will be going head-to-head. And I believe you'll be able to watch that on Powerbomb TV. You can support independent pro wrestling as opposed to supporting Conor McGregor. But we'll tell you about that news and so much more. If you want to give us a call here today, the phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. You can also call the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. We will kick it all off after the break. Big day on the show, Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. What was that? Dude.
You're getting knocked all over here.
I just get started. Mike's over there. I don't even know what's going on.
Getting the weekend started right, baby.
I guess so. Wait till the show's over to start drinking, kid.
Sorry.
All right, we got a lot of news. I want to start with some news today so we don't run out of time. Another Mixed Match Challenge Season 2 participant has had to be replaced. There was a video with Kathy Kelly yesterday. It was announced that Mickey James will be replacing Sasha Banks in the tournament and will be teaming with Bobby Lashley. It was noted that Banks had to step down from Mixed Match Challenge due to injury, but further details weren't provided. She is the second person that has had to drop out. It was announced a couple of days ago that Ember Moon is replacing Alexa Bliss, who apparently is having issues with her arm, which they are blaming on the Ronda Rousey match. But I don't know. The thing is, they're so secretive about everything. The word is that Alexa is actually hurt. I don't know how she got hurt. I don't know what the issue is. They've claimed numbness in the arm. That's usually not an arm issue. That's usually a neck issue. Sasha Banks, they're not explaining what's going on here. They're just saying that she is also out due to injury. She has not done a lot of wrestling on television lately. All I know is that I've been watching Sasha Banks wrestle for years now, and she comes across to me as, it's the nicest way to put this, a little too reckless. Yeah. Lands on her head, lands on her neck all the time. Yeah, and I don't want to start this. Let me just say one other thing. I don't want to start this because it makes people very, very angry. But I'm just gonna express the facts here, everybody. David's mentioned this many times. As much as everybody talks about the dangers of New Japan, and I am one of those people, okay? I'm the first person here who's gonna be complaining about matches like that Naito Ibushi match, which was way, way too dangerous, okay? With that said, the injury rate in WWE is, in fact, much higher than the injury rate in New Japan. Now, granted, over the long term, I think that there are probably going to be more serious injuries coming out of New Japan Pro Wrestling, because we've seen people get paralyzed. We've seen people's careers end due to errant. It's not even errant. It was on purpose headbutt. Shibata's career's over. I mean, we've seen very, very serious injuries coming out of New Japan. But as far as just people getting injured wrestling, I mean, Sasha Banks, we heard about this week. Alexa Bliss, we heard about this week. Jason Jordan's career might be over. I mean, this is just the three off the top of my head. There are a lot of injuries in WWE. So there is no safe promotion. There is no, oh, New Japan's so crazy and dangerous, but WWE is safe. People are getting hurt all over the place for whatever reason. It's not good.
Is it that they're injured or that they're just hurting? Because could these also just be nagging injuries where it's like, okay, look, this is the Mixed Match Challenge series. This is not that important. Save yourself for Raw and SmackDown. But it's really not that big of a deal. Obviously, numbness, you know, you hear that, it's like, oh, you know, but that could be a pinched nerve. That could be a lot of different things. And obviously, you don't want to hope for the worst or anything like that. But maybe that's all it is. So I guess we'll have to see going forward.
I'll say one thing about that.
Go ahead.
So if Alexa is wrestling on Raw and SmackDown or Sasha Banks, mm-hmm. then that's clearly what it is. But you got to remember, this is the mixed match challenge. Like, if ever there is a tournament where you can protect somebody, I mean, there are mixed tag matches on Facebook.
Yeah, but you're protecting them by not having them in those matches at all, really. I mean, when you have somebody like a Mickie James who can go out there and be super safe and it doesn't, nothing changes. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll check the house show reports for this weekend.
There may be a big drop that.
No, we're checking to see if they work this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
like if Alexa's not working, if Sasha's not working, then they're hurt.
And look, you could be right about that, but again, I know if they took a weekend off, though, again, if it's something nagging where it's like you just need to rest up a little bit, I don't think that shows that they're injured. I don't want anybody to jump to the conclusion that they're that badly injured. I mean, we'll know in the next couple of weeks. I mean, I don't think pulling somebody out of the mixed match challenge and making it sound like they're being secretive about it, maybe there's just not that much more to it.
Well, look at it this way. Jeff Hardy suffered an alleged serious injury on Sunday, and they kept him off TV on Tuesday, but he wrestled on Monday.
Well,
so the girls, if they're not really hurt, they will be wrestling on house shows.
Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins there fell through a table, for heaven's sake.
I also want to talk about a couple of other things here. And actually, I want to say one more thing about Sasha.
What, leave the hive alone.
She doesn't need to be doing dives. She's crashed and burned on more dives than I can even count. That's number one.
That's true.
And number two, I'm saying this not only as a wrestler, but as a gymnastics coach for 20 years. I've said this before, okay?
Not a tumbler, though.
When, as in tumbling class too, Mike, if you're on the mini tramp, actually it's not the mini tramp, it's a tumble track. It's like a long trampoline, long thin trampoline where you bounce down to whatever. You practice your tumbling, okay? The little kids, they jump and they bring their knees to their tummy. They do straddle jumps. They do seat drops. They do hands and knees drops. Notice I said hands and knees drops, okay? Even very pliable little kids should not be jumping in the air and landing on their knees with the rest of their body like straight up and down. If you're going to bounce and land on your knees, you should be landing on all fours. Because jumping in the air and landing on your knees with the rest of your body straight up and down, you can trash your back, okay? Sasha does this meteora all the time. She does it off the top rope. She does it off the apron to the floor. She does it off the post to the floor. And in every case, she lands on her knees with her body straight up and down, and she does not put her hands down, okay? She's had a history of back problems. She's asking for it doing this move. She should no longer be doing the meteora, okay? If she's a good worker, she can still have great matches without the meteora. If she's a good worker, she can still have great matches without these dives where she lands on her head and neck.
There you go. How many times has she scorpioned herself going through the ropes, doing a dive to the floor? It's been, and I know, again, now I'm going to get involved in it and get buzzed at.
I don't care about the hive. I got mute. Come at me. Go for it.
Keep that same energy to Brian Alvarez.
You will get no response, okay? But go ahead and come at me.
He wants that smoke.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, look, she does it a lot. You're right. You're right, and you're absolutely correct about that. Didn't think about that with the meteor or whatever you call it. But, yeah, that always looks like it's incredibly dangerous and could be quite painful. But, yeah, I don't know what that has to do with anything other than hopefully, the people that have been pulled out of the Mixed Match Challenge Series really are not that badly hurt. So, there.
What I mentioned something about Tommaso Ciampa, and I want to make this very, very clear so I don't have to go on the internet and have everybody reporting this as fact, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard this from Tommaso Ciampa, obviously, and 2K did not answer when I requested information about this. But I did have somebody in WWE who speculated. Okay, let me make this very clear. This is speculation. But it's speculation based on history.
What?
Their speculation was that the reason Tommaso Ciampa is not in 2K19, and I can say with like 99.99% certainty, he is not going to be in this game. He's not going to be a character that comes out later. He's not in 2K19 in any form. It was speculated based on history that the reason he's not in is because when they did production of the game last year, he was out with an injury. Because historically, if you are out with an injury when they're in the production of the game, you don't end up in the game. So, for example, Jason Jordan is out right now, probably not in 2K20. But that's what I was told about Tommaso. It's not some scandal. It's not him trying to be a heel.
Stupid.
That's just the story that I was told. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let's go to the phones here. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Joe from New Jersey. It's actually been a while since I called, but it's good to be back. I was actually going to talk about the Alexa Sasha deal. When they announced the Sasha thing a few hours ago, it was kind of weird because they didn't, like, mention, like, with the Alexa thing, we knew what the injury was, and I guess they gave a storyline reason, but I guess with Sasha, it doesn't matter because she hasn't done anything recently. With this one, they haven't really mentioned what the injury is. I hope she's okay. And the funny thing is, unlike Alexa, Sasha hasn't wrestled for like the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So she might have gotten an injury. Hello?
Yep, I'm listening.
All right. So she got injured like, so she might have gotten injured like 2 weeks ago, and that's why Bayley fought Dana Brooke on Raw this week.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right. So, and another thing to mention about this, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got a lot of people on the line. They, of late, are really weird about injuries. Like, they don't want to tell you what happened or who's injured or what the issue is. So, like, with Alexa Bliss, if the actual injury, which is rumored, is that she's got numbness in her arm, they didn't mention that in her injury report that they announced when she was pulled out of the Mae Young Classic. They only said, like, she suffered an arm injury in the match with Ronda. Could very easily be a cover because of the match with Ronda. So, had that not happened, they may not have said anything.
I guess, but take sports out of the mix. Where else do you have any other business that describes somebody's injuries in detail? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, in football, they tell you something. Like so-and-so injured her knee, so-and-so injured their shoulder.
Well, hey, look, maybe it's a different philosophy they've taken or something like that. I don't know. But again, maybe it's really one of those things where they don't know. They're going through an investigative process or seeing they're feeling it out right now, exactly what's going on. We haven't heard of anybody being sent to Dr. Andrews or anything like that. So again, maybe these are just, hopefully, knock on wood, just lingering things that they just don't. Hey, the mixed match challenge at the end of the day, I'm sure there's a super fan out there, but just isn't that important.
The newest member of the Impact Hall of Fame, Abyss, is now entering Impact.
You know what? Good.
Yeah, he'll be going to the Hall of Fame, Bound for Glory weekend. As far as like the history of Impact Wrestling, he deserves to go in their Hall of Fame. Very,
absolutely.
Very excited about it. Been there since 2002. Somebody on Twitter asked me yesterday about the story that he told on Jim Ross's podcast where he was given an offer to come in and wrestle The Undertaker at WrestleMania years and years ago, and he turned it down. Just felt like he didn't want to leave Impact. And so a very, very loyal company man. I'm sure his brother Joe Park is very happy for him.
God bless.
As am I. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Saw a very interesting movie about WCW this week. It had Kim Kardashian in it, which was her very first movie role, and she wrestled Carmen Electra, who
what
used to drive the Hummer.
What? What's the name of this movie?
The movie was Disaster Movie.
So yeah, what's the name of the movie?
Has anybody ever tried to make an offer to Kim Kardashian?
What's the name of the movie?
Disaster Movie.
The movie is called Disaster Movie.
Right, but
okay,
you have to take into consideration that Kim Kardashian and Carmen Electra, they don't do their own moves. They have stunt ladies that did the moves, and they got hurt pretty bad trying to perform this match because it's a pretty athletic-based matchup. So my question is, has WWE ever made an offer to Kim Kardashian since she seems to have an interest in wrestling?
I have never heard.
She was at WrestleMania.
Was she?
She was at WrestleMania doing interviews one time.
Really? I don't even remember that. Must have been.
Ken Kennedy was around during that time. So it was around that era. I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, she was there. Here's the thing, Ryan. Why the hell would she do anything with WWE unless it actually fit what she wanted to do?
Hey, you got all that money
now. Or whatever. But
she should go to Saudi Arabia. Except she can't.
I don't think that that's going to happen.
Hey, look at this. No. From HelloGiggles.com, there's always something that one isn't super proud of in their professional or personal lives.
Hello,
Kim Kardashian
Giggles.
Is no exception. Because her moment involves a particular acting role, it unfortunately can live forever. In an episode of the ABC game show Big Fan, where celebrities battle against their fans to answer, that sounds like WWE, to answer trivia questions about themselves, Kardashian revealed a product of which she is, and I quote, mortified. It is a scene from the parody film Disaster Movie. Remember, there were a string of movies like Date Movie, Epic Movie, Not Another Teen Movie. It's basically like that. And the moment in question involves Kim Kardashian's character getting crushed to death by a meteor. I'm mortified, she said. If you have the clip, I can't watch it. Wow. Doesn't say anything about her wrestling in here, though.
Remember that movie where she got crushed by Ray J? Never mind.
Am I paying you for this? All right, let's
do
some of these text messages here. First says, Ciampa was in last year's game. I'm pretty sure they don't start these games from scratch each year, so that excuse that you have doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's crazy. That just, it doesn't
it's
make
a year
sense
in advance,
to me. I guess,
dude.
I don't know. I don't know. That's it is. It's just really weird that like the game comes out now. It's ever fresh, I guess, as long as you can always have packs added to it. And like to me, by the time WrestleMania rolls around and that NXT, they're going to have new people that are going to be there where it's going to be hard for me to believe that they're not going to add in some new people as well as people that they're going to be adding into the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? I could be just completely all off about this, but it's just in this day and age that like you can't slide Ciampa back into the game somehow is just really weird to me.
Spurs says Paige is in the game, so that's no reason for Ciampa not being in the game. Paige wasn't retired. She wasn't hurt last year. They work on the game a year in advance. Paige was still a wrestler last year at this time.
That's
not what it is. Burr says, Mike is right. WWE has nothing to gain from releasing injury reports. The NFL has done it since the 60s because the insane amount of money bet each week. My point is, they used to, a couple of years ago, if someone got hurt, they'd tell you exactly what the problem was. And then suddenly they stopped doing that. That's my whole point.
I know, but like I don't know.
This person here says, who is the better gymnast, you or Marco Stunt? What a stupid question.
Well, he's really good at falling, right? He's the tumbler.
I literally did. This is not even a joke.
You're an Iron Cross yourself.
I was in gymnastics for longer than Marco Stunt has been alive. Do you understand? I was teaching gymnastics for longer than Marco Stunt has currently been alive. Now, I will put the guy over. I literally, before the show, just came from gymnastics class with Paisley. She's 2.5. And he is better than she is. But not for long.
Not under your tutelage, too, so. I mean, like, somebody, Marco, how he said he's a teacher. He teaches tumbling. Like, I mean,
yeah.
What goes into that, that somebody that's so inexperienced in life, not just pro wrestling,
because tumbling
be
is low level.
Of tumbling.
Listen, Mike. So my buddy Dean, who does jiu-jitsu with me, okay?
Yeah.
Like a month ago, he got the job, if you want to call it a job. He now coaches his daughter's soccer team, okay? He doesn't know a thing about soccer.
Okay.
But he's the coach of the kid's soccer team. So there you go. You don't need to be an Olympic gymnast to teach tumbling. You just have to be able to do some low-level tumbling. Then teach other people.
The jobbers of gymnastics.
Not the jobbers of gymnastics. I have great respect for anybody involved in gymnastics, tumbling coaches, etc. I'm not burying anybody. But the guy asked a question, who's better at gymnastics, myself or Marco Stunt? I'm telling you the answer. I was. I was a competitive gymnast.
Medals and everything to prove it.
Plenty
trophies.
Of them. More than I can count. First says, is the Brian and Vinny show done reviewing Lucha Underground? Unfortunately, yes. And the reason for that is there just isn't the interest in Lucha Underground. Like, we stopped doing it, and a small handful of people were upset about it. But, I mean, if I stopped doing Retro Raw Nitro, we get comments all the time about NXT and the Mae Young Classic. There's, unfortunately, a hierarchy. And as good as, for example, Impact Wrestling is, I mean, very, very few people contact me about it. Even fewer contact me.
You to watch DDT.
Even fewer contact me about Lucha Underground, and nobody, I'm sure some people would contact me about DDT, but it's low on the priority. It's unfortunate. I wish I could watch more. I mean, somebody sent me a screenshot of Marty the Moth wearing the Gift of the Gods title. He looks nude. I mean, just for the hilarity of it, I wish I would have watched that. This person says, since Ultimo Ninja premiered last night on NXT, does that mean we'll see Garza Jr. soon, or did he not sign? Well, we'll ask Dr. Lucha here after the break.
Yes.
What is this? If you lose... Well, they spelled this so poorly. Lose is L-O-S-E, not two O's. Brian, if you lose to a child after losing to a grandfather tag team, you might as well hang up the boots for good. Wow, is this Granny? Did she figure out how to send me a text
really?
Message?
Guilted the hell out of you there.
This person says that Ciampa will be released as a DLC. He's a super hot heel who can push downloads. It makes sense in the current video game market. Okay, when he is released as a DLC, get back to me.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Okay. I'd be happy to be wrong.
Give me, no, you know what?
I'd love to see that guy make a lot of money off this video game. I'm a big fan.
I can't tell you why it's not, why it wouldn't happen. That's what I want to know. Why it wouldn't happen and why it hasn't happened already. And if it hasn't happened already, is it going to happen? Just answer these damn questions. Somebody.
Bert says, I'm not buying the chomp excuse from your source because 2K has dead wrestlers in their games. Listen.
There you go.
Dude, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard, okay? I'm just telling you what I heard. If he ends up in the game, sweet. I hope he does. How many times do I have to say that? I hope he ends up in the game, for crying out loud.
Hey, Rey Mysterio's in the game. You know who can talk about him? Dr. Lucci. He's coming up after the break.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, oh, dear God, my life. I go through these text messages during the break, and I'm just anticipating a weekend of absolute insanity based on Tommaso Ciampa. Because based on these texts, nobody listened to a word I shouldn't say nobody. A lot of people didn't listen to a word I said. Before you text, tweet, write an article, go back and listen to exactly what I said, for crying out loud. Why is it so hard? Let's go to Dr. Luch before I lose my mind. You're on the air, Dr. Luch. What's going on?
Hey, don't lose your mind.
It's already too late. It's gone.
How is it? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things are okay in Lucha. The biggest part of the year is behind us, but there's some stuff still going on between now and the end of the year.
Well, before we get into the anniversary show, we had a question here. This person wants to know, since Ultimo Ninja, Humberto Garza Jr., I believe, premiered last night on NXT, does that mean we'll see Garza Jr. soon, or did he not sign?
No, something has come up with him. He has not signed. Mm. Something has come up with him that is prohibiting him from signing, and whether or not it is, I suspect it is something that he wouldn't want to get out publicly. So I don't think he's coming in right anytime soon. The plan, I think, was to bring him in, but it's not going to be any. There is something that I don't know what is. I know the general category, but I don't know the full actual item of what it is, and he's not able to cross the border. So,
all right, let me read one more Ciampa text, Dr. Lucci. I hate to interrupt.
At least for you know, with full papers and paperwork and the full, you know, doing it the right way.
Yes, let me read one more here, then I'm going to shut all these down. This person says they do new character models every year. They do not reuse them. It is possible he was unable to get scanned because he was injured, and they did not want to use his old one. It's a weird thing, but I doubt there's a bigger reason for this. Thank you. All right. Dr. Lucha, tell us about the anniversary show.
It was an anniversary show. Hey, you know, so as I went over in the newsletter, failure to miss the forest for the trees would be pretty bad here. The fact that CMLL held its 85th anniversary show is really big news. There's no other promotion in the world that's been around 85 years.
That's right.
In a straight line. And they have the world's oddest business model of focusing hard on one city and running just, you know, 150-plus shows in a very tiny geographical area within, you know, a 5-10-mile radius of their executive offices. In a year, and it works. It works. You'd think after 85 years they would have run out of ideas. They're not trying to get, you know, a big show going every day, of course, or every week or every month. But they have 3 or 4 big shows a year, and they have yet to run out of ideas and concepts. They have gotten to a point, guys, where they, for their anniversary show, the philosophy you could almost explain as the least we can do that will still draw a lot of fans. They're not trying to go for art. They're not trying to make, you know, a Zeffirelli motion picture
or minimalists.
An Oscar-winning motion picture. They're trying to do what the least they can do that might sell out the arena.
Great.
Even if it includes,
it's like my effort,
you know,
on this show.
Very, very shady bait and switch stuff with Rush and LA Park.
You know, if you promote wrestling.
Hold on.
Let me make this comment real quick.
Wait, no, the shady LA Park thing there. Like they intentionally did this?
Well, we'll get to that. Hold on. If you promote wrestling like a sport and you create new stars on a regular basis, then you should be able to go like for 1,000 years, right?
Well, you have to keep up with the marketplace. I mean, wrestling is different now than it used to be 20 and 30 years ago, what the product in the ring is. Due largely to outside forces, you know, the video games and the world just getting more violent in its regular sports, from soccer to football to boxing to everything else, UFC.
But wrestling evolves all over the place.
You do have to follow. You can't just show 1950-style wrestling
forever.
And never change and never grow a little bit. But the sound promotional thing is just, it's running a small business, and the basics are in fact, I think, still the same.
That's right. Now, this L.A. Park thing that Mike was asking about.
Mike.
Okay,
speak.
So like you say this is how much of a ruse was this?
I'm not yet saying it's deliberate, but I have my suspicions.
Why would they do that?
To draw the best possible fan, the largest possible number of fans to their show.
Yeah, by teasing a match and not delivering?
It's all a business, and believe it or not, there's not all that many, you know, people applying for sainthood with the Catholic Church that are running wrestling promotions.
Yeah, but I mean, wasn't like when they put the ticket prices out there and they weren't any higher, like that was a sign. There were lots of signs with it being unsaid, but they never actually, I mean, they teased in the direction,
well,
but they.
You know, that's true. That's true. But that was after they had built up when they announced the ticket prices, they had started a I guess, and we're maybe two-thirds of the way along to where they would end up in the Park versus Rush saga that happened over the summer. But and it looks to me like that CMLL, as best I can figure, and I think a lot of people would agree with this, had in mind something along the lines of the match that we saw. I think Terrible was supposed to be in it, but he got injured, and he couldn't, and they had to substitute somebody else in. But I think they had in mind this match for a while, maybe a good 4 months ahead of time, and they let LA, their sins of commission and sins of omission, guys, and this may be a sins of omission, they just let LA Park and Rush just sell their feud, and beg and plead for a show that they didn't really have any plans to do. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to have the plans for next year's anniversary show to do it, which I don't think they do, but it doesn't mean they don't.
Would that then have – wait, because if that's the case where they didn't really have the plan, they weren't all behind it, even though these guys were, would that then have then changed the mind of LA Park or AAA or change his – what he could ask for in that case?
Yeah, I think it could have. I think what ended up changing his mind was just the fact that he got a lot hotter and got a lot more offers, including American offers with American money.
Steve, right there. Stop right there for a second.
But yeah,
in that case, if Rush in LA Park were selling CMLL on that, and I understand that they didn't, you don't want to do a bait and switch, but they didn't expressly say it. So by that, using that, can they feel scorned, and can there be any sympathy then on them for continuing on and maybe letting people kind of believe it, because they need to get as much out of this as they possibly can because they were left holding the bag here?
That would be, I think, a very positive. I think you would do a
spin.
Really good job if you were issuing that as the PR from their media department.
Oh, new job for you, Mike.
There we go. Thank you.
You would do. You know, Daniel Snyder would be knocking on your door, trying to hire you for bigger things.
There's nothing bigger than this show, Steve. But I know what you're talking about.
Oh well, that's okay. Yeah. But I don't. You know, my guess is this is the same promotion that back four or five years ago had the fans screaming for Atlantis and Ultima Guerrero. So they claimed, well, we're going to, we never actually said they were going to fight each other in a match, even though they were on the anniversary show main event,
yeah.
and they lost their match, so they couldn't advance to the mask match. But fans really.
This is the worst show since
this
that
wasn't
one, right?
As bad. Yeah. Well, this wasn't as bad. That if you, I was actually kind of surprised they did keep Park on the card, and it may indicate that. As we have suggested on this show before, that they don't have to wait till next year's anniversary to run that match. They can run it next week and draw the biggest gate in their company history if they wanted to.
Yeah. What's their next show, big show in theory, then, that they would do? Let's say they did want to wait to a big one.
One planned and announced, and then you're right. They could run it after that. They have the International Grand Prix with 8 Mexicans against 8 foreigners. They run every year, and that's going to be the first Friday in October. But that still leaves 2 more months in this year, and then the Dos Leyendas next year, where it could be just a huge event beyond wrestling. I think it would be something that would attract a lot of interest in just the Mexico marketplace as a whole.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is I'm sure one has nothing to do with the other, but I can't help but think. So, obviously, Rush did not lose his hair.
I wish I could do that.
Okay? He did not lose his hair in the match.
And he did not.
For some reason, I think Dave thought that he might, and I couldn't figure out why, but so he didn't lose his hair. Is that sort of indication?
Yeah, the theory is anybody could lose the hair if the price is high enough.
Exactly.
Eventually, there's a price.
Exactly.
Maybe $10 million, but eventually there's a price somewhere.
Sure.
Where anybody would lose their mask.
But my question is,
Rush,
is him not losing his hair a potential indication that they're still thinking about doing this match? Because obviously, if he lost his hair, who cares about this hair versus mask match with LA Park?
You could read it that way. I don't know enough to say whether that's true or false. My guess is when Rush loses his hair, he will be a little bit older, and it'll be in a singles match, and they wouldn't have done it on this anniversary match. But it is what you suggest is possible. I just don't have any indication one way or the other that that's what they're thinking.
This person here wants to know if Rey Mysterio is pushing for WWE to sign the Lucha Brothers. They're not going anywhere soon, correct?
No, they're not. I haven't heard anything other than rumors and hopes and suggestions. My guess is that if they were offered, they would seriously consider it, if not, you know, snap it up.
But they're under contract to several places right now, so this
well, they,
is not.
And they are. They
yes.
are. There's a lot of technicalities that would have to go through, a lot of hoops to jump through, and they're young enough to where in 2020, if the offer comes up again, and a lot of these in Lucha Underground will almost surely be done by the end of 2020, that you can expect that they will, WWE is going to need new talent then. And I think by then it would give them a chance, if that's where they want to go, to improve their English. Because, you know, WWE has taken Sin Cara and taken Andrade Sin Almas. And they're still, no matter how good they are, they're still in Gran Metalik, they're still limited by how well they can speak English. No matter how good they are in the ring and what they do, there is still a... in the WWE world, a need for speaking English. And when I get the idea or the impression that they're really heavily, heavily working on their studies, and I know they're in that direction, and I don't think they're doing that now.
There is, I mean, okay, this is like WWE wanting Tex-Mex. Well, there's no one in Southern California or in Texas or somebody who is unaffiliated that WWE can't go out there and market. I mean, the fact that they always continue to have to fall back on Rey Mysterio isn't just, it's not just about the English. It's got to be about the whole presentation and understanding of what gets these guys over and how it works, too.
Well, Rey coming in, it can provide an instant injection of energy. The others will need training in the WWE style and learning English, although I guess, you know, with your EO del Fantasmas and you know, some of the LA crew, you wouldn't go through that, but... There are, for the biggest names that I hear mentioned, that, you know, the English is going to need to be learned. But Rey's big advantage is that he's proven, which is a huge thing with Vince, and that he can come in and instantly start selling merchandise.
Yeah.
Just interesting. It's just so classic WWE that, I mean, there's so much great Hispanic talent out there.
Oh, man.
And at the end of the day, it's just like, we got to get Rey Mysterio in his 40s. This will turn it all around. Hey, stand by, Steve. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
The host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha joining us here today. We got a big plug for what's coming up in the upcoming and the past edition of Figure Four Weekly.
Well, for the edition that's currently out now, it's the review of the anniversary show and kind of a big picture review rather than going through match by match on it. What's coming up for next week is we're about to have the Grand Prix, and AAA is setting up for its Heroes Immortales. So those are the two big shows still left on the year for the calendars. And the week after that, it's Hall of Fame time, and I have some thoughts on some of the many candidates that are eligible in the Mexico section for the Hall of Fame to go over.
That's right. I just got the ballot the other day for the Hall of Fame, so... It'll be very interesting this year. It'll be very interesting. You can check out the Figure Four Weekly on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you sign up, not only do you get all the audio shows, 9,500 audio shows. We're almost at 10,000. We almost have as many audio shows as tickets sold for All In. If you want to check those out, plus get the Wrestling Observer and the Figure Four Weekly with your subscription and the back issues. All of that's up at WrestlingObserver.com. If you love this show, it is an absolute 100% positive guarantee that you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. We try to get Dr. Lucha on every week, whenever we can, talking about the latest in Lucha Libre. A bunch of shows up there in the archives as well. So, Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today, and have a fun weekend. We're out of time, everybody. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always. Steve, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.